Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Les Hang Out. We are super excited to bring you the audio of our live show from KlexiCon 2019 in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. And we did want to start with a quick disclaimer about the audio.
We did have some technical difficulties with the audio at the venue, but April was kind enough to send us the audio from her camera, so we had some sort of audio for you all to hear. We're super excited for you to hear, no matter what. Please forgive us for the less than perfect audio quality, but we know you'll still enjoy hearing Amber Benson and Kia Barnes talk about Should Have Been Gays.
We're fantastic. We have to thank both Amber and Kia again for being the absolute best guests. We were so, so thrilled to have both of them join us, and we know you all are going to love hearing them. They had a lot of great insights into things that should have been gay.
So without further ado, here is our live show from KlexiCon.
We tried. We're very technologically proficient, okay?
We are so happy that you're all here.
Hi, everybody!
Hi!
So I'm assuming most of you listen to the podcast, but in case you don't, I'm Lee Holmes Foster. I'm your West Coast lesbian.
And I'm Ellie Brigida, your East Coast lesbian.
But she's on the West Coast right now.
Weird. Very strange. Hooray. We're never next to each other either.
Like ever. Yeah. It's so exciting when we are. We get very happy.
It's great.
So, welcome to Les Hang Out Live. We are going to do two segments of one of our favorites. It's called Should Have Been Gay. And I think you all know the answer to that is everything should have been gay. We have yet to find a show
that we can't make gay.
A movie.
Yeah. A book.
A ship. Like, name it, and we will tell you why and how, in detail, it should have been gay. Don't worry, baby.
That's Lee's favorite.
She makes noise sometimes. It's cool. So that's what we're going to do. And we want to go ahead and get started with our first segment. Some of you will probably have very strong feelings about this. We all do. But there's a little show that you might know about.
Very small show.
Tiny
yeah.
show. Some of you may have seen it before. It's called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Woo! Oh, have you heard of it? Oh, good. Yeah. So if any of you have seen that, we will talk about the fact that, yes, of course, Buffy was gay. There was lots of gay on the show, okay? It had its fair share of gay. But we are going to talk about a very specific pairing on Buffy. Let me get this bad boy out. Okay. So, a specific pairing of are some of our favorites.
Just look at the chemistry already.
And we thought we would bring up someone who is very expertly able to talk about the details of what should have been gay and Buffy. So, can we bring up our first guest, Amber Benson?
Yeah.
Fun. I'm having a ball
already. This is like 2 seconds in. She's having so much fun.
Great pictures. Cute baby. Benson's happy.
Yeah, we're gonna see how long the baby stays quiet.
If Benson's happy, we're happy.
That's right.
So usually when we have guests on the show, we like for them to tell us their experience with the topic we're gonna cover. So could you tell us a little bit about your experience with Buffy?
Yeah, very little experience. So I guess I just started the genesis and how I ended up.
I played a character named Tara McClay.
Woo! And I was so lucky to be able to walk in her shoes. She was part of what I like to think of as like the first long-term lesbian relationship. relationship on network television. There were other relationships before, but like Willow and Tara were really, they were a steady couple, and they lasted for, you know, 3 seasons, and they just had a really beautiful relationship, and they were very normalizing of what it means to be in a lesbian relationship, and I just felt like we just did a really wonderful job. Wonderful job of creating that relationship. And then, of course, you know,
nothing happened.
Happily ever after. Yeah. I don't like to talk about that episode. I'm always like, she could just lose an arm. She could still do magic. I did have half of a gin and tonic before.
I should have done that. Yeah,
I apologize for any off color.
No, we love the off color.
All colors are great here. I mean, we do all have colors. Like the sexiest coupling over here.
Yeah.
And, like, two of the most incredibly talented, wonderful women who probably should have been in a relationship.
So let's dive in, right?
Okay.
So,
Lee, what was your experience with Buffy?
Oh, my experience with Buffy is it's like the best show, and it's a good thing my wife left for this because literally when we started dating, the first thing we did is I made her watch all 7 seasons of Buffy with me, and then a couple years later, I like made some reference to a thing in Buffy, and she didn't get it, and I was like, oh, so it's time to watch all 7 seasons of Buffy again, is what you're telling me, and then we did, and I think the next one's coming up soon, so
yeah. I will have to say I'm embarrassed. I was a late Buffy adopter.
There's no embarrassment.
But yeah.
Not
so,
you now.
Thank you. Yes. And I was hardcore. Like, I didn't work for like 3 days just watching Buffy. And this was, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. But I loved it. Yes. Oh, yeah. So I watched it when it was on Netflix. Sorry. But I did watch it. All of it. And
but you've seen it, so it's
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
And it sounds like people here have seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So, what we like to start with, before we dive into what should have been gay, is let's talk about the not gay, which is the IMDb synopsis. Okay. It goes as follows. A young woman, destined to slay vampires, demons, and other infernal creatures, deals with her life fighting evil with the help of her friends. And then we like to give our gay synopsis. So, do you have a gay synopsis for Buffy?
I think it's about Buffy the Vampire Slayer is about a woman who is exploring all the aspects of her personality. And she is fighting bad guys with her friends, especially her lady friends. And I should say, heap of a good amount of fun.
All right, my gay synopsis is Willow and Tara are the loves of my life, but they were not the first lesbian couple on Buffy.
So,
that's
so.
It.
My gay synopsis is, into every generation,
oh.
A slayer is a chosen one, but sometimes two chosen ones end up choosing each other. Thanks, everyone.
That's good.
So obviously there's some thoughts about Buffy and Faith, right? What is it that is so clearly gay about these two characters?
For those of you who are not in the room, the outfits that are happening in this slide.
I was just gonna say like the leather.
There's some leather happening.
Tattoos. How many gays in this room have tattoos?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. So many
hands just went up.
Amber, are you familiar with a little stereotype called gays can't sit? I'd like to point us to the image on our left. How many gays have sat like that?
I'm sitting like that now.
On the floor up here. It's just, we're just pointing out things. I don't know who made the directorial choice of these seating
arrangements. I feel like Eliza made the choice.
Yes. I've known her since she was 13. did a film together called Bye Bye Love. And then to see her, like, just blossom into this incredibly talented, like, adult actor, and then see her on Buffy playing Faith, it was really wonderful. But she is so Boston, so
woo!
Everything. I was told I was OG. She's an OG bad. Yeah. Can you turn those two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You are definitely an OG badass.
Yeah.
Were they aware on the set of like the chemistry happening between these two?
I think everybody enjoyed the chemistry between those two. Yeah.
Who wouldn't? I mean, there's a lot. There was some chemistry. So, I mean, people who have seen the show, you know, so the Faith season, we're gonna leave it up. That actually, this is the last threshold, never mind. Forget the rest of the slides.
This is
too
gifts.
You
say gifts, gifs, we say gifs.
Gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll kick her out. That's
all right,
fine.
I will leave.
This is now the Let's Hang Out podcast.
I just chose gifs on the slide, Lee.
Gifts, Ellie.
Gifts.
Yeah. Get out of here. You did put the gifts on the slide. I know. You did. It's fine.
I got two. I got, like, on the computer and on the screen. I'm like,
you can't look away from it. I apologize if anyone is, like, having seizures because of this. So Faith really was on primarily for one season, right? I mean, she comes back, but I think the main Faith-centric season is season 3. I've seen the show a number of times. Season 3. And so this is just an example of some of the moments, right?
Yeah.
Some of the moments, the chemistry, the touching.
Yeah, can we talk about the dancing this episode?
Yes,
episode? Bad girls, right? I feel like, obviously, like, there were some other things involved, but I feel like Buffy works like this. Like, this is who she was meant to be when she's with Faith. That's all I'm gonna say. And look at them.
Well, and this is after a hard night of slaying.
Slaying is a metaphor for
this is a hard, long, hard night of slaying. And you just need to unwind a little bit. Together. As you do together. So, I think this, we're building a case here, okay, is the point. We're building a case for the good slayer and the bad slayer.
Yeah. Opposites attract. Yes.
A little drawn together.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What else do we have in here? Oh, yeah. Here are some more gifts. Everyone remembers Faith luring Buffy into sneaking out of detention
with a heart.
All heart. A little heart for each other. That's just something friends do.
You guys have found some amazing gifts here. They really weren't hard to find. There's so many.
Joss loves ladies hanging out.
Well, and it's funny because this is the season before Amber appears on the show. Do you think this was like
the
appetizer?
First,
yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. That they would be the appetizer. I'll take that. That is a fine. That is like 3 dozen oysters worth of appetizer right there.
Oysters, eh? What are oysters known for?
Told you I had
apogen
on it. The baby's not here anymore.
So
destroying some of its childhood.
She'll hear it all. It's fine. It's being recorded for posterity. So appetizer. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't quite. So what's happening in this second gif right here? Is there slaying at the same time?
Yeah, vanquishing the men.
Together.
Together.
It's not something every couple can do, but, you know, I think it certainly sets the stage for something more to come, right? Like a fully fleshed out lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because clothes too.
There's clothes. Everyone loves a nice white wife beater. It's so true.
And a beanie. Buffy is the one who wears the beanies. Because here's the thing. I think Faith is like pretty she's steadfastly like super gay. Right? I mean she's probably bisexual, but like it's pretty clear her sexuality is fluid.
Yes.
Right? Buffy, I feel like, is like, I'm so straight, but I wear beanies.
And a lot of like cargo pants.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Definitely more of these outfits when Faith was around. I don't think that's a coincidence.
I know we're Buffy and Faithing at the moment, but I just so we have the appetizer where they have like the really cool badass outfits, and then Allie and I ended up with some real not cool. You know, they were very nice outfits, and our costume design was fantastic, but, like, there just was a lot of, like doily things. So, like, I watched the RBG documentary, and she has all of the, I was like, oh, it's like we're in Terror World. Lace collars.
Okay, but to be fair, you had that episode, the dream episode in the back
yes.
of the Ice Cream Man.
Yes.
You got cool outfits
yes.
then.
Yeah, yes.
That for, like, that one dream
yes.
sequence.
Yes.
But that wasn't, yeah, that was Dream Tara.
Yeah.
Dream Tara's got more style, what you're saying.
Where's my leather?
You're like, I have a beret.
No, I got it once. Now it's pretty
They got better, though, at, like, future seasons,
yes.
right? I mean, it wasn't all, like, freshman dorm.
No
beans. No. Do you feel like all the doilies were, like, just trying to be like, we're witches?
I think so.
Yeah. Whatever they think witches look like in college. Yeah.
See, we do a whole separate segment called Less Essentials, so don't worry. We're going to do some Tara and Willow Less Essentials one day.
Oh my God,
it's coming. It's tough. We have to figure out how. We've never done a Less Essentials for anything other than a movie, so we have to figure out how do we fit, like, seasons of a TV show in like one 50-minute episode. No,
we'll do multiple.
We'll find out.
Yeah, like 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah, we'll do a whole season. Everyone ready for season 3 of Let's Hang Out? It's called the All Tara and Willow season. It's great.
Love
it's great.
It. Love it. I'm just inspired.
We're coming for you, Buffering.
Sorry that I moved.
Oh, no, please.
So
please.
We should go back to that because that's pretty good.
No. Well, let's talk a little bit about the opposites attract,
yes.
which is a clear case for Buffy and Faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a classic tale of the ages, right? And really, I mean, they already did it. They did the opposites attract with Buffy and Angel, right? So you had your, the Slayer and the Vampire. So they obviously know that that's a story. Where's this story? That's what I want to know. It's right in front of you. It's happening, whether you see it or not. I think they should have more explicitly gone there than they did. Yeah, 100%.
So if they did explicitly go there, Amber, what do you think it would be like? Like, what's the storyline? When do they get together? Why? Like, what are they doing, you know?
Oh my gosh. I think that there's like, I just picture this scene where Buffy takes Faith to meet Joyce.
Oh, wow.
Right? And they're like in the living room in the awesome, you know, house where she lives with her mom. And Dawn is there randomly. Like, who is this random person? And she's like, Mom, I've met somebody who transcends, and it's Faith. I feel like that is the scene that is missing from Buffy.
Yeah, so the coming out to her mom
with
Faith literally standing
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Okay.
Joyce would be over.
She would be down, yeah.
I think Joyce's first line would be, have you tried not dating a slayer?
She doesn't care that she's a woman.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think she'd have to, right? No, that would be an amazing scene. Oh my God, can you imagine Joyce trying to wrap her head around?
Yeah. Poor Joyce.
She tries so hard, though. She would be really, really well-meaning and just say all the wrong things. Yeah.
Then she'd join P-Flag and be like,
Yeah. And Dawn's just in the corner, like, just the whole thing.
I'm the king! What is it about me?
I can't even get a storyline in my own season. It's all about you being gay now. Although, to be fair, she did share her season with the whole gay, so.
That's true.
It's fair. It's fair. We'll just do it again.
I like it.
Too bad, Dawn. No, I actually, Dawn gets a bad rap. I like Dawn.
I love Dawn.
You too.
Michelle's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Harry and the Spy Days, that was
yes. Yeah. I think many of us will, we should do it. Can we do Harry and the Spy? We did Matilda. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
We're like, how do you cover kids' movies without sounding like you're creepy? They should have been gay. But some of us were, okay? It's fine.
More gifts.
Okay, this one's not a gift. It's just another stunning example of what we like to call some gay swagger.
Yes. And Eliza Dushku in general just has so much gay swagger. Like, so much.
She really does.
She exudes it.
Right? I mean, it's something that we say all the time. It's like, it's not like straight people can't play a gay character. Of course they can. But they have to play it convincingly, right? And sometimes without even trying. They just play a gay character. I think Faith is a great example of this.
Yes.
The next one also is not a gift, but we can't not talk about this, right? So some people might know there was a season 8 of Buffy. It was the comics, right? They released another season in the comics. And what happened in those comics? What we're looking at here is one certain Buffy Summers in bed with Satsu, who's another Slayer, right? So
she has a thing for Slayers.
Season 7, the end, they awaken all Slayers. Everyone remembers who's ready to be strong, yes. They awaken all Slayers. This is one of those Slayers bedding.
That is a very good piece of evidence.
A slayer. So I know it didn't happen on the show, and I know it didn't happen with another dark hair slayer. I'm going to go with yes. Why not? Ambiguous, let's say yes. Clothes were shed. She definitely has a type, I think is what we can say. I'm not going to say it couldn't have happened sooner. Shouldn't have happened sooner. But we might say Buffy certainly is open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Open to certain things, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes. I think fluidity is a great thing to explore in our shows and our characters and our comic books.
And our Sarah Michelle Gellar.
And our Sarah Michelle Gellar. Oh, God. If Sarah Michelle Gellar actually ever did play gay for real. She hasn't, right? Is anyone, am I like forgetting? Oh, we covered that. Don't worry. Cruel Intentions 20th
anniversary
just happened, and we did a shipment gay in Cruel Intentions.
Even though, like, also same was gay, but we like to push it. I think it's time for our ships.
Yes. Okay, so obviously our ship. Buffy
and
Faith. They do have an official ship name.
Oh, they do.
Right? Do you know their ship name?
I did not.
Okay, I believe.
Don't tell us because I want to guess.
Oh, do you want to guess?
Come up with them, you can tell
us. Oh, I know, but when they have one, I think we just try to write a better one because it's terrible.
Okay.
Okay. Their official ship name, I think, is Buffy. We can do better? Question mark?
Can we? Because I was gonna say Fluffy.
The obvious mirror of that would be Faith. Not better.
No.
So then we move to last names?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any, or do you have other
Why
thoughts?
Is the word buffet in my head?
It's the gym. You're like, now I'm hungry.
Yes,
I do like buffet, actually.
Buffet.
Yeah, that
buffet.
Could work. Buffet. Yeah.
Buffets?
Yeah. I don't mind.
Okay. We could do...
Or Faithy.
Lummers, yeah, right? Lummers isn't great.
Yeah, Summers.
Some Hane isn't great. Some Bane. Well, it's Faithful Hane. Right?
Yeah,
so
like
some...
Sowin.
Some Hane.
I cannot remember any of the ones you just said because they all just sound like
They're so bad. There's nothing good here. So right, can we have like Slayers? Can we do like a? Is there like a Slayer square? No, that's too long. It's too long. There's nothing.
Okay, so our top two options are Fuffy and
Buffet.
Right?
Okay.
So when we do our live show, we put it up to the audience to decide. All right? So we're going to say the first one, cheer as loud as you can for whichever one you like the best. All right? And then we'll see who wins. So,
and then we'll officially name them.
Yes. So if you're Team Fuffy, give some cheers.
Woo! Woo!
All right, we got a few. What about Buffet? Woo! Buffet.
Give you all money later.
Yeah. The Faith is the clear winner. I love it.
Amazing. We have a surprise. We have a surprise for you.
Ooh.
Yes.
There's a guitar.
It's a surprise that requires the use of our screen, so ignore us for a second.
All right, I'm not looking at you. I just want more gifts.
Yes.
Very sexy dance gifts.
In the meantime, Amber will juggle for you.
I'm very good at juggling.
This is also going to require some audience participation.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So get ready.
Gosh.
Something is happening on the computer screen. You guys, you should see.
Look, you know Ellie and I are both musical people. We met over music. You had to know it was coming.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to intro this. So maybe like a year and a half ago, when we first ever discussed the idea of doing like a Buffy and Faith thing, Ellie sent me a text message. It was like a voice text message while I'm at work. And she was like, oh my god, we should totally do a song for Buffy and Faith. And like, she basically sent me the chorus. And then I ran into the server room at my office, because there's no one in there. And I was like, well, I can't record this at my desk. That's awkward. And I like sent her back, like, this could be a chorus. And then we've been sitting on it for literally over a year.
Oh my god, I'm so glad.
And so we decided there's no better excuse to like finish this up than having you on as our guest. So.
Yes. And feel free to sing along in the chorus. You'll get it.
Do
you'll
it
get
everybody.
It.
We're
yes.
Gonna
all right. I know.
Okay. My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch.
Yes. Walk into the room, every eye's on me. Got these leather pants, curves you won't believe. Rolling into town like the whole damn place is mine. Hunting demons down, cause I'm fine.
My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. When we're on patrol here in Sunny D, why can't I control what I feel for B? I can't even tell what is happening inside. I have never felt all these butterflies. Cause Buffy makes me feel a way I've never felt before. Every time I see her slay, it leaves me wanting more.
No one understands me, not like she can. Angel's such a pansy. I hope she can't see what we could be.
My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch.
Sing along.
My name is Faith and I'm a badass bitch. We have to let you go for your next thing.
Yes.
She's very busy and important, okay? So we just have a couple really, really quick, just two, okay? We're going to do two Q and Gays.
Q and Gay.
Because we love our Q and Gays. So it's just multiple choice questions. They're very easy. We put them up on our Twitter later so people can answer them. no pressure. Who was the better couple? Willow and Tara or Buffy and Faith?
Oh.
No pressure. You can be biased.
That's rough. I mean, it's better to just go for yourself, right? Just go for yourself. Boyfriends. A, Angel, B, Riley, or C, Spike.
The track record ain't great. I mean, they all kind of, yeah, it's a tough one.
We won't tell them.
I love Mark Lucas, he is a lovely human being, but Riley just a story.
No,
it's not his fault.
Yeah,
he's not born. He's a lovely human. But I think, yeah, I think Riley was not as exciting. It was not, like, it should have been.
No fire.
Yeah, no fire. Should have been Faith.
We agree.
Yeah, it should have been Faith.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going to talk a little bit about
dumpling. Oh, dumpling. First of all, took me right back home because I'm from Alabama. Any Southerners out here? All right, couple. So if you've seen the movie, it's as Southern as possible with all the accents. But I also grew up doing pageants, any pageant princesses.
Did you really?
I grew up doing beauty pageants. Like,
that's
my last
amazing.
Pageant was in college, and I won. Yes. But yeah, all of that beauty pageant culture, and it was a weird one. I was waiting for the kiss. I was waiting for
right.
that moment. I knew they were secretly in love. I don't know what they were waiting for with that one.
Yeah, and I don't know why they just, it's like, they could have gone there. Like, it just came out.
Yeah.
It's not like we're like,
right, it's not like it was 2000 with,
Buffy
and Faye. Yeah.
Hey,
sure.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for them to just come out and have that kiss or the little extra dykey one. I say dyke. Y'all okay with dyke?
Yeah.
I was too, like, queer now. I was impressed. Like, I was waiting for the dykey one to kiss somebody.
Right?
Somebody.
But we're gonna dig into her a little bit. Don't worry.
Good.
So, Ellie, what's your experience with Dublin?
So I watched it pretty soon after it came out. I just feel like I love gay Twitter. Because, like, I pretty much only watch movies now that people are, like, all over Twitter being like, let's hang out, should have been gay. And this was one that everyone was sort of tweeting at us, and I was like, well, I guess I have to watch it. And then I watched it, and I was like, you're all right.
Honestly, the should have been gay recommendations are, like, the greatest things.
It's the only things I watch. Like, I have no time for anything else. Like, it's a very long list.
Plus, there's so much gay content to keep up with these days. It's crazy. So, yeah, same thing. I mean, it's hard to dig real deep with a movie that came out, like, a couple months ago. But we watched it. It's fun. You should watch it. It's on Netflix. And now let's dive into How It Should Have Been Gay. So, do you want to read our IMDb synopsis?
Yes. All right. Here we go. This is it?
This one. I write very
okay.
small. I'm so sorry.
Got it. Willa Dean, the plus-size teenage daughter of former beauty queen, signs up for her mom's Miss Teen Blue Bonnet pageant as a protest that escalates when other contestants follow her footsteps, revolutionizing the pageant in their small Texas town.
Not too bad.
Not too
do
bad.
You, do you have a gay synopsis, Kia?
Little closeted lesbian plays pretend to please mother. I don't know.
We've all been there.
Yeah. That was why I did it. That was why I did the Girl Scouts and all that shit. Like, do a pageant, Girl Scouts, maybe even the choir and stuff.
Sorry, I'm writing a note to come back to Girl Scouts.
Yes. Any Girl Scouts, any perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking
yep.
about. Sleepovers.
Do you have a gay
camping? Yes, Willa Dean and Ellen, childhood best friends turned girlfriends, compete in a beauty pageant, break up, but then get back together because they love each other.
That's what I saw.
Yes.
Yes. Right? That's what happened.
Definitely.
They broke up, they
yeah.
made up, she sat in her lap. Like, is that not a makeup? I don't know.
And the lesbian was jealous and then off to the corner, like, really?
Yep. She's like, I've been here the whole time.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, my gay synopsis is a la Miss Congeniality, a beauty pageant leads to many gay awakenings for a group of small town friends.
Yeah. Yeah, also Miss Congeniality is big on the list.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
There's a lot of things on the list.
Miss Congeniality 2.
It's a big list. So let's dive in. So here, for anyone who hasn't seen the movie, who has seen Dumplin'? Oh, wow, you, like, raised hands and said cheers. It's so quiet. Many people, listeners, raised their hands. On the left, and this is her BFF, Ellen.
Yeah, and let's just talk a little bit about the beginning plot point is that they're best friends. Like, there's literally a sequence where Willa Dean's talking about her life and her childhood, and she's like, and then came Ellen.
Right.
Like, it's all rosy pink.
Yes.
Colors.
Dreamy. Yeah, it's like
there's a
yeah.
attic room that's full of secrets.
It was so obvious. Her name is Ellen. What are you doing? I already knew. She was her little ray of sunshine splashing around in the pool and stuff, all the bright colors. I already knew it was pride. I knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
What I have to say about that intro sequence is if you started any rom-com that way. That is like, that's the seed that you're planting.
Absolutely.
I know nothing about script writing or film.
It's like 13 going, it's like 13 going on 30 when they're like,
but
oh, we were best
planting.
Friends.
Yes.
And then they actually get together at the
and
end because it's a straight movie.
Yeah. Grow the seed. I'm also not a gardener. You grow the seed. If
you're
if
selling
it awesome. I read it. It's, there's,
we can
it's,
see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I seem very convincing. Yeah, I think they really had a missed opportunity there. They were obviously laying the groundwork, and I think that's why the movie feels like it's building.
Right.
To that the whole time.
Then they go to the gay club and they're working with the queens. I'm like, I know it's about to happen now. This is the moment. And then it just, you know, that queen just said, "Honey, boo boo, child." Just bothered. I don't know. I feel like that they filmed the like lesbian scene and then they decided to cut it out later. And it's, I feel like it
like
had to
like
happen.
Like Beckham.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. No, absolutely. Yeah, I like how none of our synopses even touched on
the drag queen,
gay club drag queen
yeah.
aspect of the movie. What? What? How do you have this movie and none of them turn out gay in the end?
Yes, like, I feel like all of us, like, understand when they go into the gay club and they're like, oh, I feel so comfortable here for some reason.
Exactly.
Why?
It's like, oh, these are my long-lost aunties.
Yeah.
They were vibing a little bit too much in there. They just immediately hopped on beat. I think the little goth chick had her own rainbows in her pocket. I was just waiting for the moment. Okay, then. We're not moving enough. We're not...
We just had a blackout.
It's fine. We're gonna have a raid. You were like, they helped on beat, like the lights shut off.
They really did.
They were like, and we also prepared a pageant.
Right.
We didn't prepare any Dolly Parton. We failed. I'm
right.
So sorry.
It's okay.
We were ready for it.
Don't
right,
tell Jelly.
What's gayer than Dolly Parton? We already know every drag queen has a Dolly Parton show, period. That's the queen right there. That's what half of them are trying to look like. Right there. That's yep, Queen Dolly.
Dolly, big supporter, big fan of the gays.
Absolutely.
Also, quite a bit of gay rumors going around about Dolly. We won't substantiate or not.
Wait. Can I just tell the story? So in doing our research for this earlier today, if you can't tell by how prepared we were for this panel,
we're doing great.
So, as Ellie and I were doing our research many, many hours ago, we were looking up. Googling Dolly Parton gay rumors, and what I love
that's
is
why not.
Because, trying to make sure we don't get sued on our podcast. It's fine. So
yes, like
she's
I said, they're
not gay.
Not...
Let's be very clear. Very adamantly is not gay. Which she argued in this article that we found by explaining how look, of course, there's lots of rumors about her
and her
like,
best friend.
The same way she says. That there are so many rumors about Oprah and Gail.
Don't do it. Excellent example.
Oh, right. Yes, you're so right, Dolly. Just the straightest example you could have come up with.
She could just be somewhere on the spectrum. She doesn't want to be boxed in without
yes.
categories. That's what she was trying to say. Don't box me in.
Yes, exactly. Please don't
way.
Sue us, Dolly.
Yeah, please don't sue us.
So Dolly Parton, great. So they find a bunch of drag queens in this club, and one of them, Lee, right? I think his name's Lee, which, you know, I care about for no reason, takes them under his wing. Mama bird guiding little baby birds.
Yeah, which, like, which one of us hasn't had a gay, like...
Drag mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, but I haven't, and I'm so sad.
Oh.
Any drag queens out there that want to adopt me, I'm available.
Right. They're really good for fashion.
They are. Also, I would like to take one hot second, just because it's going to follow on the tails of the segment that we just did with Amber. So, Willadine enters the pageant, and of course, you have to have talent. Right? And what is her talent that she does?
Magic.
Oh, it's magic! And metaphor for so many times in so many shows.
Gay.
Oh my god! She goes up and does like the gayest little magic show for her pageant.
The rainbow wand.
With
this.
And they just keep trying to play it off like they're the best allies ever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We just love gay people, but we're not.
I watched that and it just took me back to my pageant days where like you have to have like the swimsuit part and the talent. I used to read a poem, okay? It was not good, it was not great. It was not even my own, but I did it in a firefighter's outfit that was 50 pounds of smoky shit.
Yes, you can.
Okay, just making sure, yeah, talentless. It just was not for me. I felt their pain on that stage. I felt for them.
Was it like straight reading or was it like slam poetry?
It was straight reading. My mom
Your
was
talent
doing,
was you can read.
Yeah, exactly. My mom was sitting on the front row with a big-ass cue card, like, you got this, baby!
Uh-huh. Yeah. Guys, I don't mean to brag. I can also read. Wait,
yes.
Is that how you won?
That, I won, actually, Miss Congeniality for that one.
Oh,
sure you missed. No, I know I wasn't gonna win. That was in Alabama. They didn't have a black winner until, like, 2 years ago. And that's a fact. True story.
Yeah, I am also gonna say, I mean, other than Lee, there was not a lot of, other than the rainbows, not a lot of color, and not a ton in this movie, so Netflix, no gay, no people of color, one person of color,
yeah.
We could do better,
well,
we could do better 2018.
Well, you gotta choose your battles, you know, everybody has to get their time, and this movie was straight up about big girls.
Yes.
Yes.
It was about BBWs needing love too. And yeah, BBWs. Make some noise for that. Right? Which had me so confused because BBW's been winning. I don't know where in the world they were coming from with this whole pageant thing. Like, but I get it. But that was the point, I think. I felt like it was kind of code for, okay, it's really about lesbians, but we're gonna make it seem like it's about the big girls. And everybody, they act like they don't like lesbians, but they really love us. That's what was going on. That was what I saw.
So this is their swimsuit competition, part of the pageant, and they come out together with tape on them. So this is the front, says everybody is a, and then they turn around. What is this, swimsuit body or beach body? What does it say?
Everybody is a swimsuit body.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say that a lot of the building up of Willow Dean comes from her best friend
best
and lover,
friend
Ellen.
Yeah, she gives her a lot of body confidence.
Right, I never saw you as a fat person.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw you as my lover. That's what it was. They know we're warm and soft and squishy. Yes.
Yeah, Ellen's into it. Ellen's feeling
Ellen is Team Modi, like all day.
100%. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to fault them. The feel good message of the movie. I love it. And the it's adorable. If you haven't seen it, it's adorable. Watch it. Watch it again. It's cute. Watch it again and be like, they're so gay.
Yes.
But definitely. Also, let's take a hot second. And,
the very clear gay character.
And let's talk about Hannah.
Yeah, wow.
So Hannah, played by Bex Taylor Klaus, some of you might know, because they're amazing, plays what I think is the gayest character to not be gay in a movie ever. I mean, this is basically...
They never explicitly say
right,
that they're gay.
I'm pretty sure she was gay.
Yes.
She didn't have, like, a girlfriend, but I'm almost positive.
So I think the thing that really irritated me in this movie, at the end, right, when they all do their dress portion of the pageant, and they all walk out, they're all in their beautiful gowns, the beautiful dresses. Hannah is in a suit and walks out with another girl.
Okay.
Like, 100% walks out with a girl in a dress on her arm, and they address it never. They don't even show. You see them walk off in the background of one scene, and that's it.
And
I'm mad about it.
That's the sound right there. That is.
But they let them walk out, too, right?
I, well, when I called my mother to tell her I was a lesbian, she said, "Okay, baby, bless your heart. I gotta go check on this cornbread." And that was the end of it. That was the entire conversation. And then we just went on for another decade after that. She never heard me. So they saw. They just, you know, it's like, all right, we let them live. We don't burn them anymore. But we're not going to march around the parade with you.
I love that we had to sit through so many reactions in this movie to, like, everybody involved in the pageant has a reaction to Willoughby. Right? Everybody has to have their moment to be like, the heavy girl's in a pageant? And we watch every Southern person, we watch her mother do it, we watch the other skinny Southern girls do it, we watch the pageant runners do it, and not a single shot of anybody in that audience responding to Hannah walking out with a girl on her arm.
In a suit.
In a suit? I think not. Inappropriate. Also, she has this scene where she dances. We got a little still frame of it there for you, and...
But yeah,
she's a beautiful mess.
She's canon gay, though.
Like, oh, she has to
absolutely.
Be.
Yeah.
There's no way.
They made it pretty obvious.
I would love... Do we have anything of Millie in here? I would love for her to end up with Millie.
Sorry.
Oh,
can
but
we go
yeah,
back to the Zumba picture? Because I made this dance picture. This reminds me of how I got kicked out of Zumba. Because I was freestyling. Obviously, they were jealous and had practiced all that choreography before. This movie spoke to my soul. I just saw so much of little gay me trying to fight and claw my way out. And even when I did the most obviously gay stuff, they would just act like they didn't see it. But I feel like she was repping for the community. She may not have had her rainbows. It was just very accurate. That's how it is. We're here. And they just act like they didn't see anything. Just try their best not to acknowledge. Because a lot of times it's how people feel like, well, if you wanna be treated equally, then just blend in with everyone else, you know? So just trying to ignore her, like the obvious isn't there.
Yeah, I also love that Hannah has basically two modes. Her two modes are either fuck the patriarchy, or I don't wanna move from this chair. Like that's basically it. I think we know a lot of gays who fit that. But I have a secret desire, which is I wanted Hannah to end up with Millie too. I mean, yes, Willoughby and Ellen.
They had some chemistry, I think.
I think
yeah.
They would have been super cute together, right? Because that's like, so Millie is the fourth girl who joins the pageant with them, and
the church girl.
The
yes.
church girl, and she is just chipper and upbeat all the time, and she's so happy, and she loves Jesus, and she loves her friends. And I desperately wanted her and Hannah to have the, like, again, opposites attract. I think they would have been beautiful together.
I'm with it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine Millie bringing this home. Right?
Right, because her mom was sitting by the drag queens. You never know. She may have been converted. I don't know. She may have got undelivered. I don't know.
Can it be undone? Is that?
I hope so. Absolutely. My mother. She is so much more open-minded now and curious and inviting and welcoming and not judgmental. So it can be undone.
There's hope.
It does get better.
People?
That's a fact. It does get better. I'm going to have to write that
book. Yes, let's
do
it. Okay. So our two tops.
This is gonna be a hummus.
I didn't even mean to say that. Our two top ships.
She's more.
Not thinking about nothing. Okay, so we have.
We're gonna have an in-depth conversation later about who would be the top out of Willoughby and Ellen. It's fine. I just want you all to know it's gonna happen.
So Willoughby and Ellen and Hannah and Millie. Those are our two, right?
So.
So we need to make ship names for all of them. All right. So mine for Willoughby and Ellen. Is Eldine, Willen.
The problem is, like, very few of them actually got last names in the movie, right?
Dumpale. Dumpling and Ellen. Dumpale.
Dumpale.
It sounds French.
It just
not Dumpale.
Yeah, if you say it like that, yeah, it sounds French.
Dump. That's it.
They're into it. I think
we're going to win a ship battle.
Okay, so we have
to be. Wait, should we even bother? Or should we just be like,
Elton,
cheer, everyone!
have any other options here?
Hannah, Millie, Hillen, Manna, like from God.
Yeah. Oh, I bet I know which one Millie would pick.
Run with it. I'm
on. Okay, all right. So we're gonna say those are our two choices. So let's hear cheers for Hilly.
Woo! Woo!
Okay, cheers for Manna.
Woo!
That's the winner. Yeah. Okay, so L-Dump and
Nana. L-Dump and Nana. I'll be selling those t-shirts right outside. Give me 5 minutes and a magic marker. I'll hook y'all up.
Bestseller at Plexico. Can we, I just want to give one quick shout out also to Vex Taylor Klaus because they do actually play a lesbian role in The Killing, and you know me and my lesbian rabbit holes, I love it. So they do play a lesbian. If you want to watch The Killing, it is fantastic, but like it will suck your soul out of your body. It's the most depressing thing in the world. And yeah, she plays Bullet and is great. So there we go. Okay,
amazing.
Lesbian rabbit hole, let's take it away, Keys and Gay.
All right, we gotta go to our Q&A. Here we go. Well, this we sort of answered. Number one, have you ever competed in a beauty pageant? Yes or no?
Yes, way too many.
Wait, how many total?
Oh, God. I was doing pageants since I was a little girl. I've probably done 20 pageants.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I have all the pictures and all of
that. We didn't even realize you were going to be so expertly qualified for this.
Why, thank you.
That's amazing.
I'm a sorority girl, too. I did all of that.
Ooh,
I was
a sorority girl, too.
For a very, very long time.
Okay. Question two. What is your favorite Dolly Parton song?
Oh,
out of. Oh, there's only three choices. It's okay. 9 to 5, Jolene, or I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You?
Fun fact, Dolly Parton wrote that song.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she did.
That's Whitney. Get it back. Are you for real?
She wrote it.
Shut up. Well, I Will Always Love You.
But Whitney's version. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cool with
that. No one's gonna sell another version. Come on.
But we're
giving credit to songwriters because, you know.
If you want to see that, no, Dolly does sing it with someone else. I don't remember. It's a duet.
Oh, I bet it's dope. I actually like Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly is the best.
Yeah, I've been to Dolly World and all that. I got respect.
Dolly, look at her.
Honey boo boo child. Bless your heart.
Amazing. Kia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We love hearing from you and we love building this community, so we like to take an opportunity every episode to just shout out some of our favorite things that have been happening lately.
And I really want to shout out all of our patrons that we met at Klexicon. There were so many of you in the live show audience. I know we've said it before, but we really appreciate you all, and we just want to let you know we see you and we love you. And April has been a crazy month for us and our Patreon. We are now over 80 patrons, which is insane. You are
crazy.
Amazing. I feel like when we first started our Patreon, I was like, we could get to 100, like maybe, but we actually could now.
We cannot handle just
the support
yeah. and the love and the encouragement and everything. It's just been great. So thank you so much to all of you, everyone who came to hang out with us at KlexCon, whether in person or virtually, it still meant a lot.
And of course, we have to thank our top tier Lesbian Jesus patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Kayla Kelly,
Lizette Stye,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jess Klaus,
Danny Griswold,
Michelle Ray Thomas,
Sarah and Julia,
Nicole Gross,
Carrie Ann Lawrence,
and Mark Foster.
Thank you so much to all of you.
And I'm sure most of you do, but if you don't, follow us at Les Hangout Pod on Instagram and Twitter.
On all the things.
On all of our social media. And Facebook. And if you want to listen, bit.ly/leslisten. And I know we have a bunch of patrons here. If you want to join our Patreon, we really appreciate it. It's at bit.ly/lespatreon. And with that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And Les Hang Out again soon.
Let's hang out.